Good evening, I'm John Yang. Emergency responders have spent today frantically searching for survivors across Tennessee after deadly tornadoes tore through parts of the state on Saturday. Six people were killed, including a child. Two dozen more went to local hospitals. The storms left tens of thousands of people without power. Eyewitnesses captured this tornado in Nashville, ripping power lines and causing a massive explosion. Nashville and Clarksville along the Kentucky border have both declared states of emergency. The same cross-country storm system is hammering the East Coast today. From Maine to Florida, heavy rain and high winds are expected. Millions are under flood watches from the mid-Atlantic to the Northeast. Millions more may get snow in and around upstate New York down to central Appalachia. More heavy fighting across Gaza today as the death toll climbs. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says the number of Palestinians killed since fighting began has now surpassed 18,000. The ministry doesn't distinguish between civilians and Hamas fighters. On CNN's State of the Union, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Israel's actions sometimes fall short of their commitments to protect civilians.
We think there needs to be a premium put on protecting civilians and making sure that humanitarian assistance can get to everyone who needs it. And as I said, I think the intent is there, but the results are not always manifesting themselves. And we see that both in terms of civilian protection and humanitarian assistance.
On ABC's This Week, Blinken acknowledged that the administration is using an emergency provision in the law to sell Israel nearly 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition without the required congressional review. The University of Pennsylvania is facing a leadership crisis today. Both President Elizabeth McGill and Board Chairman Scott Bach resigned last night. The departures follow intense criticism over McGill's equivocation at a congressional hearing last week when asked if Penn would discipline students who called for the genocide of Jewish people. McGill was already dealing with the fallout from her handling of a Palestinian literary conference. The heads of Harvard and MIT are also facing criticism over their testimony that day. Harvard President Claudine Gray has apologized, and MIT's board is supporting that school's president, Sally Kornbluth. And Elon Musk has restored the account of conspiracy theorist and radio host Alex Jones on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Musk posted a poll asking if Jones should be allowed to return. 70% of those who responded said yes. Jones was banned in 2018 for abusive behavior. Jones has repeatedly said that the 2012 Sandy Hook school massacre was staged. He's been ordered to pay families of victims nearly $1.5 billion after he lost lawsuits they filed against him. Jones is appealing the judgments. Musk said restoring Jones' account was all about protecting free speech rights. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how the black-footed ferret was saved from extinction, and a brief but spectacular take on legacy and poetry.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.